This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. So Apple has struck a deal with Steven Spielberg, more specifically his production company, Amblin Television, along with NBC Universal. It will bring back new episodes of one sci-fi series from the 1980s. It will be the first major foray for Apple into the original video content realm. Let's dive right in. Joining us now via San Francisco is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
So Apple, not unlike Facebook, not unlike a lot of digital media entities, are looking to a visual future. Video is obviously king. Apple is doing the whole go big or go home thing. Why not hook in Spielberg? What's the story with Apple's deal with his production company? What do we as the video consumer get out of this?
We get a chance to see a 1980s anthology series once again that's brought back to life. And for a lot of people, they may go, well, what is Amazing Stories? I know I certainly had that reaction. It predated me and wasn't a show that I was familiar with, but the good news is that it's a show that has, you know, a lot of history and then has a lot of flexibility, right? Because it's an anthology series, it's different shows each episode and can bring in different actors, and that gives Apple and Amblin Entertainment, Spielberg's television arm, the chance to work with some different stars and have some real star appeal with the program.
Yeah, and so the team spearheading this move, they've got their own street cred. I understand they gave us Breaking Bad. It speaks to the investment Apple is making in original programming. Is original scripted form of video the strategy that Apple is betting on? There are a lot of ways to tell a visual story. Original seems to be the way to go across the board. Why is that? What's the strategy there?
Apple really feels like it needs programming that's original, in part because that tends to be what resonates the most with people, right? If you just have a library of content, and by that I mean a series of movies or documentaries or even old shows like you can find on Hulu, Netflix, and to some degree on Amazon and other outlets, you're just kind of just another provider of that, right? You're not really differentiating yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you're putting forward some original programming like Game of Thrones, which HBO has really succeeded in drawing a lot of attention for, you're creating something that brings viewers in and maybe attracts new subscribers in ways that you're not able to do or otherwise.
Right. Yet, and again, it's a series from the 80s. Seems like a bit of a challenge to revive. I guess if someone can do it right, Spielberg can. But is there a lot of room for error here? What are the stakes like? How has Apple thrown the gauntlet down?
Well, Apple hasn't really communicated what its goals really are, and it's typical fashion. It's being pretty guarded about what it plans to do, just telling you just enough so that you know that, hey, we've hired two guys from Hollywood. We're going into original programming. We've reported that they've set aside a roughly $1 billion budget for that effort. The basic understanding is that they're looking to launch, you know, 4 to 5 shows in about 18 months. This is the first show, and I think this is important because it's a show with broad appeal. This isn't a show that's necessarily going to be provocative, right? We don't have a history of Steven Spielberg making movies that really, you know, turned off viewers.
Right.
He has broad appeal. He tends to appeal to people of all ages, of various demographics, and for Apple to be able to bring him on board for the first show, I think is important and probably signals the type of programming they're going to be looking for in the future.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about Apple's new deal with Steven Spielberg. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So, Trip, the question becomes, does Apple have the horsepower to keep up with your garden variety, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon? They're late to the game, but they are Apple. But it's a tough game. What is Apple thinking about in terms of how to keep its head in that game? Again, not a lot of room for error. Is it ready to keep up with this competition?
I think that's the billion-dollar question, right? They're coming into this this arena late. You've got Netflix, who's already been at this for a number of years. They really they really hit pay dirt with House of Cards and Orange is the New Black, which launched a number of years ago. You had Amazon come in. They've done well with some of their own original programming. Hulu and HBO are offering some original programming as well. And so Apple's playing catch up, and it's doing so with a smaller budget than some of those other outfits have already got in Hollywood and are using to buy up content. Can Apple catch up? They've certainly made the hires that a lot of people in Hollywood believe will allow them to really make an impact in that arena. But how big of an impact, we really won't know until they roll out the programming and we get a feel as to whether or not people are going to tune in and pay to watch it.
We shall see. Trip Mickle, thanks as always.
Thank you, Tanya.
For more on Trip Mickle's coverage of Apple, you can head to WSJ.com. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.